UFC 189, you're back at bantamweight. How much more comfortable do you feel now you're back at your natural weight class again?
Well, yeah, for me, obviously the stats show that I feel way better at a bantamweight. I feel better at fighting at bantamweight. Mm. I chose to go down to flyweight, obviously, as a business sort of thing. I tried, obviously, before the end of my career, I wanted to try and get a title shot, or even be the best in the world. And they're all my goals, so that's why I went down. When I was down there, wake up was hard, don't get me wrong. When I was training, I was more training to lose weight, but I'm training to get better, concentrating and stuff. So, the weight cut was tough, but it was more styles and matchups down at flyweight. It just didn't really suit my game. I'm an old-fashioned man now. I want to get in a tear-up. And there's guys, hit, run, move, and I'm just chasing someone. And for me, it's not really exciting. Don't get me wrong, when you're in the top 10 or something like that, and you'd fight anybody because that's your job.
Yeah.
And when you're not, you'd rather get involved in good fights. And that's what stage I'm in my career now. Where I lost my last fight in split decision versus Chico. Well, to this day, I still thought I won that fight. But again, I did enjoy that fight. I'm going back up in weight class because, like I say, the door for the title of that weight class shut for me. So now I want to get involved in good fights, fun fights. Thomas Almeida, man. Can ask for a better opponent that I think will bring out the best in me, which suits my style of my game.
What's been your reaction to the bookmakers' odds? Do you even look at those odds? Because I think they've got you listed as the biggest underdog on the card. You're one of the most experienced guys on the card.
I like that, because I've always been the favourite, I think. Maybe quoted wrong, but I think I've been the favourite on most of my fights. I like being the underdog. At the end of the day, it's not maths test, Odds get thrown out the window in any other sport, I think MMA has the most underdogs winning fights. It's a two-horse race, and especially when the odds don't take in consideration passion, and guts, which I have in abundance. I ain't gonna lay over anybody. Obviously, if you're odds maker, you look at the odds. I lost my last two, and he's won 18 in a row. Of course, it looks for him, but you don't realise the two losses I had in a row were both decisions. Fighting down a flyweight with guys running away from me. Well, I was running up the weight class, I performed really well. Before I moved down, I was ranked 5 in the world, so I was that close scrub. And I like to be involved in fights. So I hope I make a lot of people a lot of money.
I was about to say, have you been hitting up your family and saying, get some money on, because the odds are superb,
Yeah, you will get better odds,
Yeah. Tell us a bit about Thomas Almeida. Obviously, you've got a common opponent in Yves Jabwe. He defeated him in quite an emphatic fashion. You defeated him in an even more emphatic fashion back in Nottingham. I remember that fight very well. How do you assess the challenge that he's gonna bring to you on Saturday?
Well, if you just want to bring that one opponent and how we both finished it, I think it kind of shows up both our styles, where I think Thomas Almeida is more of a volume striker, very accurate and very aggressive. Very good combinations, but what he does, he overwhelms his opponents, and it's not the one hit, it's the and he breaks you down. Where me, I had that one punch knockout power where I saw it in Tijuana. I can finish him with one punch. I don't need six or seven combination to finish you. I can do one punch. So that's the same with different styles, Also, he's very aggressive, he comes forward. I'm very aggressive, I come forward. So he's very interested to see who goes on the back foot in this fight and who can fight on the back foot. Someone's going to have to go on the back foot otherwise. Unless he's over the roof.
You're rocking the Reebok gear there, as all the fight, or most of the fighters are. I remember we spoke before, I think it was just after the deal was announced. Do you know what you're going to be wearing to the Octagon? Are you going to be all uniformed up with the hat?
Yeah, I'll be all uniformed up. I'll be wearing a hat. I guess they're bigger than me, you know, so like, I'm kind of, you know, picking up too much of a bus in the day, my job's going to get going
now. So,
I think in the long run, it's going to be great for someone like us.
When he heard he had his opponent's change,
it was a Nolan Nass,
he got a roll over, and went back to sleep. When you heard he had his opponent ran his back, how did you react? How did you hear what you react?
Yes.
It's change. Now, some people don't like change. The hardcore don't like change.
Yo, Tim, right. That's right. I know that. I'm looking at what you're saying.
And the fact that you've been picked to actually perform on this car, which is the biggest of the year, it may well, once the pay-per-view figures come in, if you listen to what Connor's saying, Connor's doing a great sales job, he's saying that this is going to be the biggest pay-per-view event the UFC have ever held. How proud are you to actually be a part of this event and be on the card for such a massive event?
Yeah, I'm very honoured, you know, that Dana White, Shelby and Joseph, not just on the card, on the main card, you know, I'm very honoured with that, you know, and it's over too early sometimes, you know, when you don't get to see a great fight, you know, I think both of us have the ability to finish it quick, you know, but, you know, my wife wants me to finish it quick as well, but, you know, I kind of like a 3-round draw, you know.
Yeah, and have you had any interaction with Thomas at any point? Have you met him yet?
She just saw him on the way into here now, which is kind of went, and that was about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's much of a language barrier, I don't know if he speaks English very well or not, but you know, like I say, I have no animosity towards any of my opponents, it's just the guy standing opposite me. Like, what I say is, I don't hate the person. I don't fight because I hate the person in front of me, I fight because I love what's behind me. You know, I fight with my friends, you know, and coaches, and a lot of pride, you know. So it doesn't matter who's on the other side of that octagon, you know, I'm going to do the same thing.
Well, I know everyone back in Britain is going to be cheering you to the rafters back home. All the very best, Brad. Hope it goes really well for you.
Thanks, Simon.
Great stuff. This is a massive event, massive event for Ireland, massive event for me personally. Do you feel you're coming into this fight with a point to prove? You had a bit of negative publicity for some of your fights in the past. How are you approaching this one?
I never go into fights thinking that I have to prove myself to everyone else or myself. I got into this sport because it was a key for me. Nothing to do with anyone else. When I first got into the sport, no one in Ireland, or no one knew who I was, no one knew what I was doing. I just did this for myself, and that's always been the case, and I like to keep that consistent. I opted to get a fight on short notice because I felt I didn't get out of my last fight what I wanted, and you know, I felt I was ready to go again, so I entered the UFC for a fight, and I got this one. I'm just looking to go in there and get the impressive win that I was looking for in Mexico, which was not able to do, but my mom didn't want to be there.
And you hit the jackpot really in terms of the event that you managed to get on as well. I mean, this could be the biggest UFC card ever. I mean, just how proud does that make you feel to actually, obviously you're on there with two of your SBG teammates, it's an enormous show. How proud are you to actually be part of this historic event?
It's incredible to me. This year was the best case scenario. I was looking at the event list after my Mexico fight, and there was a lot of welterweight fights in the 4 weeks after that. And you know, this one was obviously jumping out on me, but you know, I wasn't going to ask for one particular event. I just wanted to fight, and to have got this one was incredible. It's, like I said, it's possibly going to be the biggest UFC event ever. Thousands of Irish people have come over in their droves to support us. I can't walk through the hotel, you know, without getting stopped by Irish left, right, and centre. It's incredible, and you know, it's uplifting to see the country behind me, Connor, Neil, Tony. It's amazing. So couldn't have worked out better for me.
And in John Howard, you've got an opponent who he's unlikely to get on his bike and run. He's quite static in many ways. He likes to just stand and throw. So hopefully you're going to find yourself in a contest that you can use more of your skills in.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely up against an opponent who's gonna come and fight me this time. He's a Muay Thai fighter, like you said, a little bit static. That's kind of a traditional Muay Thai fighter. So like that. But also, I think a big factor is his stature. He's 5'7", which means he's one of the shortest guys in the division. It's near impossible for him to backtrack and fight. He has to get in tight and fight. And that's the kind of fight I've been looking for a long time. So, and I've been unable to get it. So I think John Herron, a game opponent and an opponent that's going to come at me, and that's going to make for a great fight, but I think it's going to bring out the best in me.
And we touched on it just a minute ago, the fact that Conor's at the top of the card. Gunny's virtually an honorary Irishman as well, coming in from SBG as well, and there's yourself on the card. How, give us a sense of just how big this event is back home in Ireland.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, you're involved with the Sun. The Irish Sun had a pullout for UFC 189 today in the paper. That's like something you see when the World Cup is on, and you know, Ireland are in the World Cup. This is incredible. It's when you compare it to Italian 90, where you know Ireland's greatest achievement in the World Cup. That's how big it is. It's massive. You know, Irish celebrities are talking about it. Everyone in Ireland is talking about it. It's just what everyone is talking about. I don't even notice as much because I'm over here and I'm kind of taken away, but I'm talking to my friends and family, and they're just saying they can't have a conversation with anyone at the moment back home without talking about UFC 189.
And just very quickly to talk about Conor, it's something that you're probably going to get asked in my every interview. How do you see that fight panning out?
I see Chad trying to take him down and failing, and I just see him not being able to take Conor's shots. Conor's the hardest hitting guy in the 125 pound division, and if he was fighting that lightweight, he'd still be the hardest hitting guy in that division too. He's phenomenal power in the stance. He's too smooth, he's too fast, he doesn't get hit. He's just an incredible athlete, and I see stuff in Chad's takedowns, and Chad not being able to take too many of those shots, and
to follow on from that, how do you see your fight with Howard finishing?
I see myself being too much for John Herron. I feel like this is the fight I've been looking for a long time. This guy's going to come in and fight me, get in my face, and that's going to bring out the best of me. I think it's going to be a first or second round stoppage. Could finish with strikes on the ground, or could finish with submission. You never know. I'm just going to take whatever opportunity comes my way.
Final bit. Message for everyone back home who's going to be staying up in the middle of the night to watch this.
All I can say is thanks to everyone for the support. The Irish have really got behind all of us fighters in the last year or two. It's absolutely incredible. When we first started doing this, we had no one behind us. We were just doing it for our own reasons, but to have the nation behind you, it really spurs us on and gives us great pride that we're making the nation proud as well. So it's fantastic. Thanks for all the support.
Great stuff. All the best. I hope it goes really well for you.
Yeah.